Thank you very much. And good morning, everyone. So for the rest of our time this morning, we will have our reports from our university officers. Our first report this morning will be from our Pomona College campus's Chancellor, Dr. Susan Elkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everybody. Now, let's see. Did Augie didn't leave us, did he? There you are. Okay, I saw you over here, and then as I was moving, you moved around. Let's please give Augie a huge round of applause for being with us this morning. It means so much to us, Augie, that you would be here and that you would support and go to bat for all the Palmetto College campuses. And I know we're a little bit pressed for time, so I'm going to be more brief than I even intended to be. But the most important thing that I want to say to you this morning is, again, that huge thank you to Augie Grant and to his predecessor, Jim Knapp, who actually came to us at the outset. And some of you who've been Senate leaders, like Kenny as a past chair, know that you two came to us early on when Palmetto College was established and said, we want to help more. We want to communicate. We want to collaborate. And the doors started opening. And there's nothing more important than to have that great collaboration and communication, because we are one USC system. And for the four Palmetto College campuses and USC Columbia, we are accredited together as one body, and the more we can do to support each other and to help each other help students succeed, the better off we are. So, Augie, everything that you've said in your report, we applaud your efforts. I could stand here and probably take each of those points that you mentioned and elaborate on them, but in the essence of time this morning, let me just briefly share three or four quick things that I was going to report on, and I will not go into as much detail. I've already submitted my report electronically. Secretary can put it up so you can get the details. But to begin with, again, linked back to Augie's comments, the first thing I always want to report on is enrollment. And we are so fortunate that our enrollment has bucked the national trends as well. And last fall, you may remember that I reported we had an increase of over 7% in headcount, over 5% in FTE, and those were the largest percentage increases of any of the eight campuses. And then the other good thing that goes along with that is the increasing revenue stream. So our fall enrollment was great. Spring enrollment is looking good. It looks as though every campus will, or most of every campus will be positive. We still have spring two to go, so it'll be the next Senate meeting before I can report final spring numbers, but the enrollment numbers look good. And just a huge thank you to all of you for everything that you're doing with not only the associate degree enrollment numbers that I've just told you about, but also with the Palmetto College online numbers. Last spring, we ended up with 751 students. This spring, as of today, prior to spring two, we're already at 833, so we'll likely have about an increase of another 100 students, and that goes hand in hand with, since the launch of Palmetto College Online, we've already served over 2,200 individual unique students majoring in those seven degree programs, coupled with the new seven, and we've graduated about 700 students with new bachelor's degrees. Now, the great thing is they've graduated. The bad thing is we've got to replace them. So please continue all of your efforts to help us grow enrollment at every level, because that relates to my second point, and that is where we stand financially. You know, there's nothing that impacts our financial standing more than our enrollment growth. And this year we're just starting the mid-year financial review process. Working in the next couple of weeks with the campuses, then with the CFO at Columbia, on where we stand mid-year. The campuses all look to be in a good position. The net financial positions of the campuses, for the most part, are increasing. And again, there's nothing more important than enrollment and where we stand financially, because we all know that our shared vision is to have thriving campuses coupled with thriving online programs. So those two things. My last two, Augie mentioned the legislature. We had a great day at Carolina Day at the State House on January 25th. It was the largest representation ever of Gamecocks and those from around the system over at the State House. The Palmetto College campuses, as well as Palmetto College Online, were represented very well with our mascots. We had all the mascots there and large delegations from each of the campuses. We did talk about the bond bill there. The folks that were representing us kind of knew the script of what we want to ask the legislature for. So as Augie mentioned, this is probably a one-time opportunity to really push a bond bill to give us a chance to build buildings. So anytime you see a legislature, elector, thank them for their support, but also ask them for their support of a bond bill and to continue to support all of our campuses. Then finally, the last thing I'll mention is that it is a fun time with the fifth year interim review. Columbia, of course, we're all accredited together, so Sachs visits every 10 years, but they also do a fifth year interim review offsite. And the writing of that report is being completed as we speak. The deadline for all the writing to be completed is next Friday, the 17th. The offsite visit will begin mid-March. Again, they won't be actually coming to this campus for a big review, but we'll be reviewing all of our documents offsite, and then we will get a final report back by the end of June. Now, related to that, we do have some substantive change issues, including recognition of the new USC Union Lawrence site. And so we will have a visiting team coming on February 21st and 22nd to visit our Lawrence location, along with the Florence and Greenville Medical Schools. And I want to take this opportunity to thank all of those who are doing such a great job with the Lawrence visit. We actually did a kind of a dry run visit there this Wednesday. So a huge thank you to Dean Catalano, Dr. Lowell, Dr. Reinhart, and all of the folks who have been working so diligently to make sure that that site's in good shape. And I will tell you, I saw Donald Miles, who's leading the Sachs effort, yesterday, and he was very excited about what he saw at Lawrence. He feels like everything's in great shape, and he, along with everybody else working on the Sachs committee, that team is just as supportive of the Palmetto College campuses as is Professor Grant. And again, we have huge debt of gratitude to all those who are so supportive, and I just look forward to continuing to work with all of you. And I always want to close by thanking you for everything that you do for our campuses, our communities, and especially those students that we serve. So thank you very much.
Our next report is from our Dean of Extended University and Associate Provost, Dr. Chris Nesmith.
Thank you, Ernest. Good morning, everybody. Just real quick updates and FYIs. The Palmetto College's campuses TMP committee met on January 27th. Some of you in the group were at that meeting, and so thank you for that. Thanks to Gene for coordinating that, as always. The results of the committee's votes have been mailed to the candidates, and the files are now with the chancellor's office before they will proceed to the provost from there. The proposal to modify the BLS tracks to allow for more flexible combinations of major options that was passed by this body last semester was approved by the Columbia Faculty Senate in December. And that means that will go into effect this coming fall 2017, for the BLS program. This spring, Carolina Core Areas Undergoing Assessment, or GSS, VSR, INF, GFL, and AIU, except for Sumter, which submitted their AIU data in the fall. Everyone else will be doing that this spring. And if you don't speak Carolina Core alphabet soup, then your academic dean will be in touch with you, or a representative from the specialty team will be in touch with you about the assessment for your spring courses if they haven't already been in touch with you about that. One new member to the specialty teams I'd like to recognize is Damian Pecorillo from Sumter, who will be our representative to the VSR committee. So thank you, Damian, for that. Online course development grants for the BLS and BOL programs. Courses are under review currently by the faculty committee. And again, as I mentioned before, this is the final year for that particular program, as other grant programs have become available. And thanks to the faculty committee for the for this year, which is Sherry Grosso, who's chairing, Sarah Miller, and Maggie Aziz. So thank you all for that. And finally, two announcements. On February 17th, there will be a BLS-BOL advisors meeting that will be conducted through two-way video classrooms. It starts at 1 o'clock. And you should have gotten information on that if you are a BLS-BOL advisor. But if you haven't, then that means you're not on our list, and you need to contact me or Steve Lowe about that, because we definitely would like you to attend if you can on February 17th. And there will be this year's Alpha Sigma Lambda Adult Student Honor Society induction ceremony for BLS-BOL students on March 28th at 4 p.m. in the Gresset Room on the Columbia campus. More information on that will be forthcoming soon. Those students and their advisors and campus deans will be notified in the next week or two. Unless anybody has questions, that's my report on that. And Tom, Ernest, and Brian, I will be submitting my Extended University Dean's report to you electronically. Thank you.
Okay, reports from Pomona College campus deans are next. Yes, so we will head into our breakout sessions and committee meetings next, and all the meeting locations are listed on the agenda for the day. Thank you. Thank you.